I'm so tired. I'm going to sleep so hard tonight. Oh, butternuts, my finger. Oh.
What happened, Gary?
I snagged my fingernail putting my hand in my pocket again.
Quit being such a pussy. It couldn't have hurt that bad.
It did. It hurt.
I'm going to sleep. Good night, Gary.
Okay, but maybe tomorrow we can work out them glutes?
Tomorrow's Thursday. I have to meet with the pool guy.
The pool guy? In January?
Good night, Gary.
All right. Well, good night, babe.
Welcome back to Wheel of Jeopardized Riches! Today's contestant is Gary. Gary is trying to get his startup funded. He fixes broken tortilla chips and sells them at a severe discount. Gary, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm ready to win some money.
Okay, Gary, go.
I don't know the rules. What am I supposed to do? What?
I'm sorry, Gary, but your questions must be asked in the form of an answer. But thank you for trying.
But I didn't know the rules. What?
Ladies and gentlemen, Gary put forth a valiant effort, but ultimately failed to advance. And you know what that means.
Oh, my God. Is that a real lion?
Better luck next time, Gary. Now it's time to introduce our next contestant. This guy just won the 2023 Papua New Guinea Prize Championship. Owner of Premium Team Base.
No!
Jeff Ratzmiller!
No! 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 Oh, it was a dream. Oh, no, it was a dream. Oh my God, it was just a dream. Oh my God, what time is it? 6 a.m. It's 6 a.m. Oh, wait a minute. It's 6 a.m. It's 6 a.m. Episode 22! 740. Prime League Podcast.
Cash Penny and 350 Productions.
All in autumn leaves. It's gridiron time. As they face off in the league. Papua New Guinea Prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that back or receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker. The defense it grinds. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like
this ball mine.
Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure, don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A Team Cicito. Huh? Team Aaron's we trust. A Tama Jamma, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Never Berry versus Clam Wall. And who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets. Who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race. Fantasy football team versus Teamy McTeam face. Primetime. Yeah.
Line stands of a million pairs of eyes. Looking hard, but won't realize that they will never see the P.
And welcome back, everyone. Just like that, another season of the Papua New Guinea Prime League is in the books. And with that, we have a first-time champion for 2023. As always, we are joined by our commish of this fine establishment, owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets, Shane McClain. We don't have a
everybody.
We don't have an applause today, so let's just go ahead and welcome commish. Welcome commish. Thanks for joining us as always. Jason will not be joining us today. Unfortunately, he's under the weather, so hopefully he's okay for our weekend show we have coming up. I am owner of the fantasy football team. My name is Tim O'Halleck, and we gladly welcome you aboard the ship of absolute nonsensical claptrap that spews from our blowholes on a weekly basis. Episode 22 of the Prime League Podcast. And gentlemen, 2023 championship now in the books. Want to say congratulations to Teamy McTeam Face on his first ever championship here in the Papua New Guinea Prime League. Guys, did anything surprise you about the outcome?
Surprise me about the outcome? Yeah, I mean, considering last week whenever we were
we all three of us picked Jeff to lose. So I would say that was it was kiss pretty surprising. Death. I thought it was going to be a close game. So yeah, exactly, the kiss of death. I thought it was going to be a close game, but even that turned out to not be true at all.
Well, listen to this. Jeff's team over the last 7 weeks total, three losses in a row before a tie with last year's champ. That's you. And that ended the season. So that's the last 4 weeks of the season. He goes, 0-3-1 during that stretch. Finishes 7-6-1, narrowly squeaks into the playoffs, and then he beats the Wattle Rockets in the first round, took down the number two seed team, let it rain in the second round before dismantling Grateful Zeds in the championship. I mean, what a performance, and kind of completely out of left field with Jeff's team. And I know we hyped him up a little bit throughout the season, but then again, there were times where it was like, you know, you just don't know, especially with like Austin Eckler, someone who just has underperformed heavily this year, but then he has a guy like CeeDee Lamb to balance that out.
Oh, yeah. Huge numbers from CD this year. I mean, amazing. Really paid off holding on to him the last couple of years. So huge for Jeff's team. And he made it with some mixed bag of characters. I mean, Rashad White played a pivotal role in his season. Wasn't expecting that at all, by not by any means.
No. No, let me pull up his team real quick and so we can rip on it real quick. Yeah, and Jordan Love.
Had a hurt quarterback.
Yeah, he rolled with Jordan Love for a little while. Yeah.
And then, pulled out Jordan Love, who he picked him up right at the perfect time when he caught some heat and started killing it for the last half of the season.
Yeah, and I think his first draft pick, DJ Moore, has come out, and he's been playing very well. Was also positioned ranked number 8 by ESPN Fantasy Standards. So kind of, hit a home run with that pick right there. And Jason called him Isaiah likely to ride the bench earlier on in the season and likely scored 2 touchdowns this past week, helping Teamy McTeam face beat the Grateful Zeds.
Yeah, that's a major pickup for him. After losing Andrews, I was worried for Jeff's team in the tight end position because there wasn't a whole lot out there. And he stuck to the Baltimore guns and picked up Likely, and he's been rolling with them ever since.
And the Grateful Zeds came in second place. Pretty good season for Zach, finishing with the third most points scored in his first league, our first year in the league. We had a lot of praise going into the season for Zach's team, said that he was top tier. I think we gave him an A-minus grade. And then as we got into the season a little bit, his team kind of fell off a little bit and kind of went middle of the pack. But then, again, as of late, it's all about matchups, hitting at the right time. Took down my team, the top team, heading into the playoffs, the number one seed, and on through the championship. And great season by Zach.
Absolutely. Yeah, like you said, it was kind of a up and down. It started real hot and then kind of dipped down a bit and then finished the season real hot. So fantastic turnaround on that team from the previous year with Zach taking over and making the most of his draft picks and the trading this season. He definitely did a great job.
Okay, so Jeff won the trophy. It's his first time on the trophy. Can you take us through the process? Woo! What's going to happen here from with the trophy presentation, all that stuff?
Well, first of all, congratulations, Jeff. I know we've already said it as a podcast, but I didn't get a chance to say it yet. So big deal for him winning his first time. And then as far as the trophy goes, I'm just going to order the plaque here. I'm actually going to order that probably tonight or tomorrow. And then it should be about a week or two and it should be here. And then as far as him taking it, if he wants to just pay for shipping, which is probably going to be a little bit more for him out there in Colorado, but totally up to him. If he wants to take it, he can. We'll work something out. I'll get it packed up and safely and then shipped out to him.
All right. Yeah, congratulations, Jeff. He'll be joining us later on here on the Prime League podcast. By the way, this is the final regular episode that we'll be bringing you here for our regular Wednesday night airing, Thursday morning release. We will have a special show coming up Sunday. We'll do it during, I think, the 1 o'clock games, right? And it's going to be a best of show. We're going to go through some of the best of times here on the Prime League podcast throughout all 22 episodes, plus anything that we can pull from the specialty episodes. But we'll also be handing out our awards, which we'll be getting into that later on. But first, Kamish, we are on the socials.
We certainly are. Do not forget to like, subscribe, and follow us on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, all that stuff. And then at Twitter/X at Prime League Pod. Again, the handle at Prime League Pod.
All right. Any league news you want to pass along?
Yeah, just a reminder, you actually just touched on it. We're going to do a special end of season live episode scheduled for this Sunday. Do we know what time we're firing that up yet, Timmy?
Sunday?
Yeah, were we aiming for 1 o'clock?
I assume that, but I can't remember if that was ever discussed.
Okay. Well, somewhere between, I would say, 11 and 1, we'll probably end up getting started for Sunday. So just keep an eye out for that that episode, that live episode.
All right, guys, a little bit different of a format this week since we are now outside the 2023 season. We have a lot to discuss today in terms of the transition into Dynasty, and we'll get into that later on. And we invite you to get involved with the show. Give us a call at 740-346-5607. Of course, later on, our fan favorite, Trash the Commish segment will return, brought to you by Greg's Eggs. You can trash the Commish as well. Text myself. Any material that you have for Trash the Commission, we'll make sure to get it read for you on the air. We'll give our bake and take picks. Championship week, Masters and Disasters. The 2023 champion owner of Teamy McTeam faced Jeffrey Gratzmiller. He'll be joining us later on. But first, let's have a look at the week that was.
Weekly Review.
So championship week is officially in the books, gentlemen, which means our 2023 season has officially come to an end as well. I personally am very sad to see it be over. I think it was one of our best seasons yet. That said, we have a new champion. Congratulations once again to Jeffrey, owner of Team McTeam Face, the PNGPL 2023 champion. Without further ado, let's get into the games.
All right, Teamy McTeam Face takes home his first title with a big win against the Grateful Zeds and a huge upset, 151-102. That was our championship game. Third place game, the fantasy football team couldn't get it done either, losing to Let It Rain 160-119. The Sanford Waddle Rockets fell in a close one against Samma Jamma 119-115 for the fifth place finish. Team Sestito sneaks his way all the way to seventh place with a victory over Rocky Balboa, 136-133. The Member Berries walk away with one last win against the Come Black Kids, 97-68, for a ninth place finish. And finally, the Spider-Man Parts finished the season with a victory over the Clam Wallet Scavengers, 121-105, and that is for 11th and last place. Commish?
Yeah, how crazy about... Jimmy,
the
final standings at least. Yeah,
I called it.
It's a seventh.
Jimmy out of nowhere became a threat later on.
Crazy.
Didn't have a running back on his roster for the first 12 rounds of the draft and then comes out and finishes seventh.
Crazy. Hilarious. So we actually had a few moves this week still. So in the free agent acquisitions talk, a fantasy football team added Dalvin Cook and dropped Miami. Spider-Man Parts added Chase McLaughlin and dropped Dustin Hopkins. Let It Rain added the Chargers defense and dropped the Broncos defense. Grateful Zeds added Jalen Guyton and dropped Joshua Palmer. And Team McTeam Face added Nick Folk and dropped Will Lutz, while also adding Alexander Madison and dropping the Rams defense. And then normally we would move on here, but we want to do something else here at the end. We got some final season standings that we broke down for you guys. We're going to present them to you in three ways. Tim, you want to start things off?
Yeah, the regular season finish, the fantasy football team, top team, 11-3, their division champion over in Lizzie. The number two team, Let It Rain, they were 10-4, division champion of Ralph. Number three, the Sanford Waddle Rockets at 7-6-1. They were the division champion in the George division. After that, number four, the Grateful Zeds at 8-6. 5-6 were Samma Jamma at 8-6 and Teamy McTeam Face at 7-6-1. Number seven, Rocky Balboa at 7-7. Spider-Man Parts follow up. They're 7-7. They're the number eight team. Number nine, the Clam Wallet Scavengers at 6-8. Number 10, the Member Berries at 5-9. Number 11, Team Sestito at 4-10. And number 12, the Come Black Kids, they finished 3-11. Our playoff finish, top to bottom. Number one, Teamy McTeam Face. Number two, Grateful Zeds. Third place was Let It Rain. Fourth place was the Fantasy Football Team. Fifth place, Samma Jamma. Sixth place, Sanford Waddle Rockets. Team Sestito at seventh. Rocky Balboa at eighth. Ninth place was The Member Berries. Number 10 was Come Black Kids. 11th place was Spider-Man Parts. And the 12th place spot went to the Clam Wallet Scavengers.
Jimmy start goes in to the playoff seat at 11, walks out 7. I like it. It's a major bump. And then finally, we separated it by points 4. So number 1 was the Fantasy Football Team with 1,927. Let It Rain came behind him at number 2 at 1,911. Grateful Zeds finished 3rd with 1,745. In 4th was my team, Sanford Wall Rockets, with 1,707. Tama Jama was in 5th place with 1,701. Team McTeamface, who ended up winning, was in 6th with 1,660. Rocky Balboa comes into 7th with 1,642. The Clam Wallet Scavengers at 8th with 1,573. Number 9, the Spider-Man Parts, 1,519. Team Sestito in 10th with 1,502. And then 11 at Come Black Kids at 1,423. And then the Member Berries finishing it out with 1,391 in 12th place.
All right, time to hear some chatter from around the league. So let's introduce tonight's guest. We are graced once again this week by the newly crowned champion, Jeffrey Gratzen Hitler, owner of Teamy McTeamface. Welcome in and congratulations, buddy.
Congrats, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
How's it feel?
Feels good. It feels very good. I really wanted to get at least one win onto that trophy, so.
Hell yeah.
I know you were in the finals in your other league. How did you fare in that league?
I ended up winning that one as well. I won by 0.5 points.
Wow.
And like going into the afternoon games, he was pretty much done. Well, he was done. I had Travis Kelce and was down 2.5 points.
Some yeah. Bitch.
I was pacing around the living room the entire Chiefs game, just watching him do horrible, horrible things. But yeah, I think he ended with like 3.1 points, so it was close. But I pulled it out. Both leagues, team and McTeam face.
All right,
there you go.
So
strong year.
Absolutely. We had kind of, I don't want to say we shit on your team, but we didn't have high hopes for your team at a few points this year, but your team stood out. And I don't know if you were listening or not, but we went over your record over the last, 7 weeks of the season, and all of your wins came in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You had a lot of wins this year.
Yeah. I was thinking that because it was almost like Shane, you and I at the end of the year, I think we were like, 0-3-1 going into the playoffs.
Yep. Yeah, it was rough.
Yeah, that was a bad slide at the end, but
you turned it around and put up a bunch of good games. I mean, what did you put this week? 150?
Yeah, something around there at least.
Crushed it.
Which I mean, in the beginning of the year, I was kind of right there with you guys. I thought I was a little high. I think you put me in like 7th or 8th in the first rankings, and I was like, yeah, I think 6 is probably appropriate. But no, I did not anticipate winning whatsoever. I didn't think I would make it past Mike in the last round, but
yeah, two juggernauts with him and Timmy there. And I thought anyone who had to go up against them was going to lose, but neither one of those things happened.
Jeff, what's your mindset? Your 0-3-1 heading into the playoffs. What are you thinking at that point? Because you haven't tasted victory in, 5 weeks prior to that? Or 4 weeks prior, whatever it is. 5 weeks.
It was okay, at least, because I knew Shane was on the same slide as me.
Okay.
And we literally just tied on everything the week before. So it was just going to be a flip of a coin for that. I mean, there's nothing really you can do. I mean,
when he
and
said,
it was in what we went into it and we were projected to tie, I think, for the before the game as well. Yeah. So it was a flip of a coin.
Yeah, think about it like this. Their team, top to bottom, all the starters, all the bench players, tied. All of them. So because that's the tiebreaker, right? Is the bench couldn't break it. That's crazy. CeeDee Lamb though. Huge past few weeks for CeeDee Lamb. A big performance this past Sunday night. 227 yards, I think, receiving, his best performance of the year. He kind of rode his ass to victory there.
Very much. it was Saturday night having dinner out at some restaurant, and all of a sudden I just see it out of the corner of my eye, him going for like 90 some yards for that touchdown. Almost screamed in the middle of the restaurant, but somehow held it in. Natalie was looking at me very awkwardly, though, as I'm like fist pumping, you know, in the chair.
Just get the towel, put it up in your face, and just go.
That's how it felt.
Oh yeah,
that's definitely how it felt. But then even like Isaiah Likely, he had a solid game. DJ Moore, and what sucked is in that other league I was playing against Isaiah Likely and DJ Moore. He was on like my opponent's team, and they just kept scoring in our league, and I'm like, I was getting real worried.
When did you know you had the game in the bag, Jeff?
I mean, I felt good after the early games because I still had Jordan Love. Like, I figured he'd put up at least 20 points, so I felt solid with him. Ty Chandler, I was always kind of worried about. Like, he was kind of my iffy spot for the week. I was worried about him being in my flex. Like, I almost put in Terry McLaurin, which would have been a good move, but at the same time, I wasn't feeling too confident because I don't think they were starting how.
No.
But it ended up working.
I'm going to pull up the...
Yeah, after the first games, I was feeling pretty good because I think he just had one or two other people to go. And I still had a pretty solid lead on at that point.
Now, so you, go ahead, Shane. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you mentioned Jordan Love, Jeff, and he's been outperforming his projections every week now for the last like 6 or 7 weeks, basically. Is he threatening a starting position next year for Herbert, who's on your IR, or is that creating any type of second guessing?
It's going to be a toss up at the beginning of the year because I probably still would have held off and not put or taken Herbert out if he didn't fracture his finger or whatever. But I probably would not have put Love in if it went into that. I probably would have kept trying to ride Herbert, just thinking same with Eckler, like, all right, at some point he's going to score a touchdown, but he never does.
Well, it kind of timed up perfectly. Love started playing good right when you needed him.
It really did.
Yeah, it all lined up. That was, it was great. It worked out perfectly for you.
Wasn't it like they played, who was it, Baltimore the other day? Or like last week, I think it was. Like that I was worried about.
Yeah.
I was real worried for that one. But.
So how do you feel about Austin Eckler moving forward? I know we've kind of beat him up a lot. What do you think about his futures? Like with the Teamy McTeam face, the champion of the 2023 Pow Pow New Guinea Prime League.
It's all going to depend on the offseason at this point. I mean, I don't really have a solid running back crew right now. That was literally the only reason I picked up Madison at the end, too, like this past week, just thinking maybe he'll get traded or Chandler will get traded somewhere and he'll be back to the starter. So just like hoping to have a little bit more depth. But I don't know. Eckler's going to be a toss-up. It's going to see hopefully Belichick goes there. That'd be a solid pickup. I'd feel a little bit more comfortable with him then, but – you never know. Or Harbaugh. That'd be a fun one.
finally, Dalvin Cook, Jeff. You text me earlier today. You flipped me off about it. I woke up. I think I told you I did the move at like 1 a.m. No, I did it at like, I think it was like 5:30. I woke up and was like, oh, shit, that's right. And I looked and he was still available and I snagged him up.
I thought about it. It was in the back of my mind, but I didn't know if I wanted to get called out on the last episode. So.
I was about to say you were really cool.
Well, you know, I had an extra defense on my team, and I figure we're not keeping defenses next year anyways, but if we are, the Dolphins would not be the defense that I would have kept between them and the Cowboys. So I dropped them. Figure pick up Dalvin Cook, and we'll see how he finishes off this year, and then we'll see what happens in the next year.
So. That was my exact thought as well. I had the Rams defense sitting on the bench, and it was just taking up a spot. Are we keeping kickers next year, by the way? Or is it just defenses going?
Defenses and kickers are gone.
Cool. I was struggling with kickers horrible at the end of the year.
All right. We did promise that Jeff, as champion of the Papua New Guinea Prime League, would get to come on here and trash the league, and we're going to hold that promise. But before that, we get to trash the champ.
Piece of white trash. It's time to trash the commission.
Not trashing the commish just yet. We will trash the champ right now. Commish comes up later on. All right, Shane, you want to get going first? All right, first off, for everyone listening at home right now, Zach just entered the chat. He's got a championship wrestling belt over his shoulder. Zach, listen, we appreciate the effort. The game's over. You finished second place. Jeff won. He's the champ.
Guys, first off, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I am so sorry. I know how that looks. It's embarrassing. But that's not what this is. This is actually a ankle bracelet. It belongs to Jeff's mother. So we had a little date behind the dumpsters at the Arby's a couple weeks ago, and she left it behind. I wasn't sure if she meant to leave it behind as like kind of a, you know, romantic memento for me, or, you know, maybe for one of the other 10 guys that were hanging out there at the time. Or if maybe she just dropped it because she was in a hurry to get back inside to finish her shift. But I knew that I'd be seeing Jeff today, so I thought I'd go ahead and bring it with me, you know, just in case she wanted it back.
Oh my God. Your mom works at Arby's. That's a hard burn right there.
Oh man.
But still on me? Still on me?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, but I'll be honest with you guys. I wasn't sure, you know, how I felt about coming on tonight. To be honest, my heart just isn't in it right now. I know it's just fantasy football, but I've been kind of depressed since, you know, letting down all the little Zed heads out there. I tell y'all, I haven't been this depressed since the comedy duo that I was in with Howie Felterbush disbanded in the late 80s. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Oh, yeah. Man, we were big in the 80s. Oh, that's the last time that Howie Felterbush was able to be called big. But, yeah, we were pretty good. We opened for the Dice Man. That was pretty cool. Till that damn whore Cyndi Lauper got involved and came between us.
Oh, man. No.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all coming together now.
They say girls just want to have fun, but apparently fun means hooking up with every guy within a 10-mile radius. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, you know, that fell apart. I haven't seen him in a while, man. Last time I saw him, he was on a park bench, curled up, trying to get to sleep. He's got a couple issues of Spank magazine on him for warmth. I hope he's all right. I hope he's all right. But anyway, Jeff, this is about you. This is your moment, man. So, congratulations, I guess. I mean, it's kind of difficult to be happy for, you know, an unrepentant monster, right? But yay, woo, oh, woohoo, yeah, you won. I hope you didn't waste all of your winnings paying off Cole Kmet and the Detroit defense. I'm sorry, that sounded bitter. Anyway, man, for real, you are a class act. Your mom's probably fine. I don't know. And your team brought their best when they had to at the most important moment. So enjoy your victory. But remember, The Grateful Zeds didn't lose a championship. We gained an arch nemesis. Oh. I'll see you next year.
I like it.
Good job, man.
It's time to trash the commish.
Okay. We have our first rival in the Papua New Guinea Prime League. Can't wait for this matchup week one next year, commish.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on the books.
Commish, you got anything you want to say to our champ?
No, I'm not going to sit here and talk trash on Jeff. Congratulations, sir. You did a great job this season. Am I upset I didn't win? Of course. But you know what I mean? What are you going to do? You had a great year. I appreciate all the work you did. I'm not going to shit talk you because I'm not about to piss off the fantasy gods for my next year.
You always got to stay on their good side.
All right. Hold on 1 second, guys.
Piece of white trash. It's time to trash the commission.
I guess they'll just let anyone win a championship these days, huh? But seriously, though, Jeff is the worst doctor to help a team win a championship since Larry Nassar. Jeff is a guy who was always hopped up on Magnums before football games back in high school. And I'm not talking about the energy pills that we used to buy at Speedway either. But hey, when you had as many black dudes on your football team as we did back in the day, it's kind of hard not to turn one of them down. Although Jeff and Matt Wood's mom almost got into a big fight over Maurice, if you guys remember this back in the day. But it all ended. It all ended when Mo found out that Matt Wood's mom would give him her debit card if he would satisfy her. So all Jeff could give her was give Mo was his lunch money. So.
Wait, time out. Who was that actually?
It's Matt Wood's mom.
Real names.
No, but okay, never mind.
But seriously though, Jeff used to get his ass pounded away for his lunch money and all by Maurice as he just stared at that petite white ass.
What is wrong with you?
But the worst day of Jeff's life was junior year when he found out that I was going to replace Sean as starting quarterback. He realized that there would now be 10 minutes a day where a black dude wasn't pressed up against his ass when he was in a vulnerable position. And Jeff did always say that his favorite coach was Coach D. But now we know that he wasn't talking about the basketball coach, and that term Coach D was just a code name. But Jeff got a tattoo in Canada. He was told that it was a Japanese symbol that meant fearless. The problem is, it's a tattoo of a small white blonde dude getting blasted by...
You can't even stop.
Getting blasted by two... Oh, God, I can't even... By two dudes. God. But seriously, congratulations, Jeff, and thank you for being a pincushion for this group of needle dicks so we can prick you around.
Piece of white trash. It's time to trash the commission.
All right, Jeff, I apologize. When I told you that Zach wasn't scheduled to be on earlier today, I wasn't lying. But after I told you that, I texted Zach and was like, yo, you want to come on?
That's what I told Tim. I was like, yeah, I'll come on, but as long as I don't have to undergo the roast that I did last week.
Yes.
It was so even worse. Oh my God. So oh my God.
Sorry, man.
No, it was perfect. It was beautiful.
This was hung up with you. I texted Zach and said, hey, do you want to come on?
Okay, Jeff, again, Teamy McTeam, owner of Teamy McTeam Face. He is the champion of the Papua New Guinea Prime League here for the 2023 season. His first ever championship, and he has the floor. Spread your trash around, guy. What you got?
I don't have any trash. I just want to say it was a great year. Very good year. Very competitive. This podcast made everything much more enjoyable, made everything so fun. Like, after I won, I was like, yes, I'm going to be on the news or there's going to be some parade or something. But no, it's just these 12, 15 people that listen to this podcast. But it made it so much more enjoyable. So thank you guys for doing this. You crushed it this year. So
thank you. Thank you for thank you everyone for participating too. That's what makes it awesome. Yeah. Man, you're making me and Zach feel bad now for blasting you.
I do have to say though, did you see the last place game in this? It was Remy and Matt, and those two were almost fighting for the championship. Yeah. That one surprised me. And I also got a shout out to Jimmy as well. Because like you guys, I noticed him crushing it in the playoffs and finishing in seventh place somehow.
Yep.
Shout out to me.
Yeah.
He crushed it.
Pull grab out of that.
Okay, so Jeff, we have you on now. Let's bring this down. We have you on now, and we were discussing earlier about the trophy presentation, the process that goes behind once the champion is determined, how the plaque is made, and then what goes on with it after that. Do you guys want to hash this out right now while we're on live, or do you want to talk about this behind closed doors?
Do you want the trophy, Jeff?
I think it would just depend on shipping costs.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably
going to be send me your address, and I'll look up a couple different shipping options and send it to you.
Yeah.
Works for me.
I'll definitely take it.
All right, there you have it. To be determined.
Let me run that by Natalie first.
That's fair. It's kind of big. So.
Congratulations, Jeff, man. It was a good season.
Yeah, congratulations, brother.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yep.
Also, Shane, I'll be in Florida. What's the date? February 1st, I believe.
That's less than a month.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
Yeah, February 1st, and then leaving on the 5th. I'll be in West Palm.
Okay. I'm not sure where that is. I'll look it up where it's at. Let me know if you have some free time or something. Don't feel obligated or anything, but just let me know.
For sure.
All right, brother.
All right, Zach, since we have you on, let's real quick recap the game from your side. You had a lot of guys underperform in the loss, obviously only putting up 102 points. Now, your team played very well all season, put up a lot of points all year. I think you finished number 3 in total points scored. But take us through your version of the loss, if you will.
Yeah, it was bad. can we get rid of tight ends also next year? I mean, get some super flex going on in here or something. I don't know what it is. I just eggs across the board. I got, more tight end eggs than, I don't know. I should have had a joke ready, something involving a chicken, but you know what I mean? Like, it was bad, just a bunch of horrible tight end performances. All in all, though, I'm still happy. I got a pretty good team. I got a young team. I dropped my defenses this week and picked up a couple young guys that I think might do something next year. So, I'm digging it.
Deebo Samuel was an addition of your team. You didn't start with him. Yeah, he was on Vince's team. He made his way around and found his way on your team back November 8th, it says. He had a slow start to the season. He's really came on as of late. It really took a big chunk of Brandon Ayuk's fantasy performances or fantasy production down as well. And so I really noticed it that way. But he's really stood out for your team. That was a huge pickup for you.
Oh, yeah. I love Deebo. Every fantasy team that I've had since he's really, I guess 2 years. It hasn't been long with him, but I'm always trying to pick him up whenever I can. And he's probably, along with my running backs and Jared Allen, the people I'm not really interested in trading at all. So, or Josh Allen. Did I say Jared? I've got a Shane joke later on that has Jared in it. Okay. So, Jared's on my mind, but you know what I'm saying.
Ultimately, I think it came down, I guess both your running backs, yours and Jeff's running backs, didn't perform very well. You actually outscored him in the running back position. He just had the heavy hitters this past weekend, so That's unfortunate. That's what it happens. It's the it's all about the matchups, as we've discussed several times here. So.
Oh, I have no. I'm thrilled to have. I mean, once I got to the championship game, I wanted to win it. You know, I'm not stupid, right? But I couldn't have hoped for anything better in second place. I told Shane at the beginning of the year, you know, we were chatting. I said, hey, I, you know, want to get, you know, into the playoffs. If I do that, it's a success, you know, and I did and did better than I thought. So, yeah, I'm happy. And you guys are kind of fun to hang out with for the most part.
But it's great having you on.
Not Jeff.
Oh my god, it's great having you on, and looking forward to having you on in a few future episodes as well. Sorry, my dogs are getting into something behind me, but looking forward to having you on future episodes as well. This is the last regular season episode, but we'll be doing some specials throughout the off season. Maybe try to come on like once a month, once every other month or so, whenever we can have something to talk about. So
cool.
Yeah, congratulations. First place winner, owner of Teamy McTeam Face, Jeff Gratzmiller, and the runner-up owner of the Grateful Zeds, Zach Heron, joining us this evening here on the Prime League Podcast.
I need to feel your energy today from start to finish.
Come on! Let's go!
Let's go! Let's get this train rolling. Let's go!
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster?
So it is the last time this season we get to do this. Let's talk cash or trash, hashtag trash bags. Do they do well or not? It's master or disaster. Tim, championship win games. Let's hit it.
All right. Stand by. We don't have Jay, so I have to be on standby as well. Okay. this dude has taken over the league's best fantasy wide receiver this year, rightfully so. My dude, he's been on an absolute tear all season long, scored single-digit fantasy points just twice all season. He scored 9 points in Week 3 against Arizona, 8 points in Week 5 against San Franco. Last week's 39-point performance was actually the second time he's put up 39 points this year. In fact, he scored more than 30 points 4 times this year. The other two performances, a 32-point output against Seattle and a 40-burger on the Rams. But last week, the Cowboys needed a win in the worst way. Coming off of back-to-back losses, Cowboys wide receiver CeeDee Lamb put the motherfucking team on his back, hauling in a season high in receptions with 13, a season high in receiving yards with 227, and he was able to distract the referees right before a crucial 2-point conversion by the Lions. You know what play I'm talking about. CeeDee Lamb, he was instrumental in that win for the Cowboys, but more importantly for Teamy McTeamface, as Lamb helped Jeff win his first ever Papua New Guinea Prime League Championship, contributing 39 of Jeff's total 151 total championship points. With the win, CeeDee Lamb is my championship week master. All right, my disastrous fantasy team needed this guy in a big way last week as well. Not certain if this guy would have even been on the Grateful Zeds roster following draft day, but somehow he's made it all the way through the trade, the waiver, the free agent gauntlet, and he's able to stick with the team that drafted him with the 102nd pick in the 2023 Papua New Guinea Prime League draft. Sure, he has had his flashes and crashes this year, but what player hasn't? I mean, come on. However, this particular player was paid a second visit of the season by our beloved and generous Easter Bunny. Sure, his real team, the Chicago Bears, have secured the number one overall draft pick in the upcoming NFL draft, all thanks to the careless Panthers. But his fantasy team has suffered a lot more, and it's all stemming from this player's championship week performance. I'm talking, of course, of Cole Kermit, tight end of the Grateful Zeds. With a face as dumb as the movie Space Jason and a performance as green as his namesake, Cole Kermit hauled in a whopping 0 catches on 0 targets for 0 yards, 0 touchdowns, resulting in one, say it with me now, absolute egg.
Egg alert. Egg alert. Egg alert.
Cole Kermit is my championship week disaster.
We're calling him Kermit from now on.
This is perfect. Did you say Space Jason? So Jason X?
Fucking Space Jason on the loose.
Dude, that's one of the worst movies ever made, ever produced.
It's period. It's one of those movies that are so bad that you can actually sit down and watch it because it's that bad.
It's just... good God. All right. I'm Master. I have not given this dude much love at all this year. He started the year rough, and I felt it lasted a little too long. But then he blew up. End of the year, an integral part of Fantasy Champions across all platforms and scoring systems. In the last 5 weeks alone, he has 133 fantasy points, bringing his season total to 387. He's finishing our fantasy league in the sixth position at quarterback, far outperforming any expectations fantasy managers had for him this year. And even in a week when Lamar goes through the roof with 50-plus points, I still had to give this man some love this week as he helped propel our league's champ, Team McTeamface, to his first title with a 36-point performance, going 24 for 33 with 256 yards and three TDs, no interceptions. My championship week master for 2023 is Jordan Love. And my disaster. Talk about shitting the bed, especially as far as fantasy is concerned. This unit came out against a beat-up Seattle offense with two of their top stars playing injured, one of whom left the game early with another injury, and they let that offense drop 23 points and and huge yardage on them. After showing up the previous week against a tough Cincinnati defense, putting up 12 points off of three interceptions and three sacks, Pitt's D failed to record an interception, producing only one forced fumble and only one sack against Seattle. They ended the day with three fantasy points in total, allowing Seattle to amass 369 total yards and an average yards per play of 7.5 yards. A huge number that really shows you how well the offense for Pittsburgh had to play on Sunday afternoon to secure the win for the Steel City. So, for further cementing the nail in the Zed's coffin, my championship week disaster for 2023, Pittsburgh Steelers defense.
Commission, I also want to point out a couple other performances that we didn't get to with our final Masters and Disasters. At least on the Masters side, you mentioned Jordan Love, CeeDee Lamb, also DJ Moore for Team McTeamface. 9 catches, 159, and a touchdown. He had 30 total points. Also, I'm going to take a look through the league because I know we had another outstanding performance by Lamar Jackson. Justin Fields, 268 yards passing, 2 total touchdowns. Devontae Onche, 107 yards. He had a receiving touchdown. James Conner, 128, 2 total touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, 321 yards passing, 5 touchdowns, and 49 total points out of Marmar. Let's see what else we got here. The Buffalo Bills defense, a great performance as well, 21 total points. They scored a touchdown, 3 interceptions, a fumble recovery, giving up 21 points in their win. And that's about it as far as all Houston's defense too. They scored a touchdown, fumble recovery, 3 points against. Big performance out of them as well.
Oh goodness,
sorry.
What about Pacheco, dude, for Kansas City?
I missed him. He must not have been starting for anybody. Who's he on, Matt's team?
Yeah, he's on Matt's team. I don't know if he was a starter. I'm just talking about just him doing
Oh, he did. I missed that. 29 points. Yeah, 130 yards. He had a receiving touchdown as well. A lot of masterful performances, too. I missed Kyler Murray, also 31 points, 232 yards passing, 3 touchdowns as well. So, yeah, a lot of masterful performances here as we wrap up the championship week here on the Papua New Guinea Prime League. All right, Kamish, let's go ahead and move on into segment 4. We are in the postseason officially, I guess, as of Sunday night. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so we're going to do some off-season talk and some announcements here. A couple of things I want everyone to think about, and these will also be going out in the fantasy group message next week after our podcast break begins, so you'll be able to weigh in and go over things. Number one, do we want to instate a no tanking policy with the new dynasty format? And if so, how do we want to enact that? I have a recommendation. Mine would be to have some sort of multi-strike system in place for, violating roster issues. One being a warning, 2, your team would lose a certain amount of points on the week. 3, you'd take a loss on that week altogether. And then 4, in my opinion, you find a new league next year. And just FYI, I'm not saying roster issues, meaning, like a manager doesn't play an entire team. excuse me, when a manager is not playing an entire team, when they have eligible players on the bench, or you keep a player on your IR spot when they enter a game without that designation, IR or out. I do not mean you have to drop a player that you like who's, you know, injured or something just to pick up a no name to fill a spot. That wouldn't be, we're not that serious yet. Two, do we want to set the draft order by the regular season finish or the playoff seeding order? Do we want to set it by the playoff finish order, or do we want to set it by the points four order? I personally think points four is the most reliable and makes the most sense moving forward, as far as, you know, best team would draft last and the worst team would draft first based off of points alone, because that's what your team put up. But I want to hear everybody's opinion and feedback on that as well. So if we have to, we'll put that to a vote. And then we're expanding to a 25-man roster next year, just to reiterate that, with the four rookie spots and the four IR spots.
Let's circle back a little bit. I want to go back to the no tanking policy. We'll start with that one. That was first. I like it. The thing is, people could take advantage of the warning one right there, because, I mean, if you know you're just going to get a warning, if you need it for this particular week, yeah, I'll take the warning. Are we okay with that? I mean, I am. I don't like it. I don't like just going straight through to deducting 10 points. You know, I think that the warning is necessary, but at the same time, I think that we might see Wayne take, I mean, somebody take advantage of it.
Can't stand you. I mean, deep down in my heart, I feel like this is all unnecessary because of the group that we have, but I don't ever want to have, like, you know, I mean, I don't feel like this, we need to do this at all, but we've been doing all right so far. But yeah. I also don't want, I want everybody's input on this, because I don't want down the road, you know, 5 years to us to run into an issue that this could have kept from being an issue. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Well, I've messaged you. I know I've messaged you several times over the years about doing this. Yo, if my team has a small lead heading into Monday night, I'm benching my defense because he doesn't have anybody else playing, and I'm not taking a risk of getting a negative on my defense. And you've said that it's frowned upon, but you can't do anything because it's not a rule.
Yeah, exactly. So. I would advise against it, and so would the fantasy gods, but you can't. I can't punish you for it.
Personally, I know that we're not making the decision right now, but I think that points four order and for the draft for next year, I think really defines how well your team is. Or how good your team is overall for the previous year. Yeah, we could go by champion. But if you have something like with my case, let's say that I mean, the worst I guess that myself or who was it, Mike, could have finished was fourth place. So we were the top two scoring offenses in the league last year. The worst we could have done was a fourth place pick. You know what I mean? So I like the total points four. I think that that's fair, even though that puts me at the bottom of the pick. So,
that's my opinion as well. I mean, it puts me towards the end, closer to the end as well, which is fine, because that's, I feel like that's the most fair, because, like, look at Jimmy overall in the season, what he did in the playoffs. He went from the 11th seed to the 7th seed.
Yeah.
But that all comes down to, you know, certain games and different variables that happen on a week in and week out basis, as opposed to the overarching experience of the whole season. I feel like that's a more reliable data source to rate his team by, as opposed to just this, the last few weeks.
Yeah. Jimmy still doesn't have a running back on his team. Not one. Nobody. it won't let me click on his team, but I see Devin Singletary, Javonte Williams from Denver, AJ Dillon. Those are the only ones that I can spot that are, but yeah, that, yeah, yeah. I think that the full points for should be the overall deciding factor. Just my opinion right there. And I mean, we're expanding. I think that we'll play with this. We might change it up the following year. I think this is one where whenever we get into the numbers of the teams on the players on the roster or whatever, I think we might go into it thinking like, oh, maybe we could have shortened this up or something. I don't know, but we'll play with that also. I feel like over the next couple of years until we find somewhere we're happy with.
I've done a bunch of research about this. This isn't just a blind number. This is what I've found online as far as people who have been doing dynasty leagues for a good amount of time. They've said they've settled on the 25-man roster with the four rookie, or they call them rookie or taxi spots, because those players don't actually play for you until you move them up. And when you do move them up, you have to move somebody off of that 25-man roster.
Do they go into that same spot that that dude just came from?
What do you mean? Like that position?
No, okay, so you said that they're basically they're. Let's put this in NFL terms. You have a 53-man roster. Whenever you bring someone up, you have to bring someone down. Are they going to that same spot, even though it's called a rookie slot? If they're not a rookie,
no, they would be removed from your team.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so that puts that player back out into the pool of players that are available for other teams to, okay, to then sign. Your rookie spots aren't interchangeable all year. For you can't move a player that's not a rookie into the rookie spot. You know what I mean?
Okay. What about what if we have a player that's a rookie that's already playing? You want to bring them back down to that rookie slot? Can you do that?
I think there's a limit, and I'll have to look into that. Something that we can set. I think you can do it like three times, almost like when you pull somebody off of your practice squad.
Yeah.
If you do it so many times, you either have to get rid of them or you have to make them a permanent part of your team.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, we got, there's a lot more.
There's things we're going to uncover as well as a group. Yeah. That's why we got to keep our lines of communication open. You know what I mean? If we see something that's not working out or sounds funny or doesn't line up, we need to, you know, speak up about it. We need to talk about it and figure this out as a group, just as we've done, as we've been moving through it. It's just getting a little more complicated now.
It's getting very complicated. do we have any of this? I mean, outside of scoring, obviously, because that's kind of kept track by the fantasy app. But do we have any of this, like, do we have a Bible anywhere, a book that we could refer back to with all these rules and shit in it, or is it just all in text?
No, I've been writing stuff down and keeping it in exactly what you just said, a Bible, but it's, gotcha. I don't know if I have it right here or not. But yeah, it's, and that's going to get a lot more intense soon. I was thinking about making a spreadsheet because as we're moving through this, it's going to be, general, the league manager position is going to be a lot more difficult as well to follow and keep track of things. So,
gotcha. All right. Yeah, we have mentioned several times that we're going to be doing a Sunday show, a Sunday live extravaganza, if you will. We'll be handing out awards as well as going over some of the best of from the Papua New Guinea Prime League over here over season one, the entire season that goes for all 22 regular episodes plus the draft special episode, the Sunday episode that we did, and this coming episode, which, I mean, we're not going to do best ofs of that episode. We won't have them yet, but we'll be bringing you some good ones. Your favorite, Howie Felterbush, I'm sure will be on. We'll have some from him. We'll have... let's go over. Actually, what we have for sure is some of the categories that we're going to be presenting to you, because we'll be handing out awards, as we had mentioned. Some of the categories are Manager of the Year. Is this for our league? This is for our league. Yeah, the Manager of the Year, dumbass.
No, Tim, it's for your side league.
we'll have the Papua New Guinea Prime League Podcast Game of the Year. We'll hand out an award for that. The Fantasy Player MVP. We'll have what's called the Egg Collector, which is both the team who collected the most eggs as well as the player who collected the most eggs. I think we might have a tie for player. Because I know that I mentioned one today that had at least two. Kermit. We'll give our Master of the Year. We'll give our Disaster of the Year. Our Dominator, which is points for. Open for Business Award, which is points against. And that's about it. That's at least as far as awards. By the way, if anyone else has an award that they would like to see handed out, go ahead and send us a message about it, and we'll get it in there.
Yes, any suggestions? Put out the old suggestion box.
And of course, you can always call into the show at 740-346-5607. That's 740-346-5607. So yes, our next segment, guys, of course, sponsored by Humphreys Homes. Don't forget to check out Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty. If you're looking to buy, sell in the Ohio Valley or Columbus area, you can reach out to him on Facebook at Humphreys Homes. on Instagram at Humphreys Homes as well. With Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest.
Beak and take, man.
Time to get a little toasty with us one last time as we review another set of half-baked takes. We say it every week, we're going to waste our money so that you don't have to. Shane, let's have a recap of last week's bacon take, will we?
Hell yeah. All right, so we did pretty good last week, actually. We went 3 for 4, so it was a good week overall. Not for you guys, though, since you listen to us and we tell you to bet against that, so I'm sorry for that. But you, Tim, your prop bet was Gus Edwards over 40.5 rushing yards, and he ended the game with 68. Jason is the only loss last week. He took the Jets versus the Browns under 34.5, and that game finished actually with a very high total, 57 points. You can thank Joe Flacco for that one. And then the FBR last week was the Raiders +3 versus the Colts, and that was a win, 23-20, right? Is that a push or a win?
I think that was a push, technically.
Okay, so I don't know how betting works, so my apologies. And then finally, the two-teamers, Chicago -3 and over 38. Chicago blew the bricks off them. It was a 37-17 victory.
I apologize, forgot to introduce Humpy joining us here on the Prime League podcast. What's up, dude?
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. So, Kamish, the two-teamer, it hit or did not hit?
It did hit.
Awesome. Congrats. Good job.
This is my first one since the very first one. So, but thank you.
Okay, awesome. Well, your bank account lives on. So apologizing right now. I did not put the bet in on DraftKings, but I will act as the bookie and carry the balance. What would the odds have been on that?
No, as long as we got something in there, that's perfectly fine.
How do we calculate the winnings on that, Tim?
I don't know.
I don't think I put a bet in for it. What was it again?
It was Chicago -3 and over 38.
God, that's a good two-teamer. I'm sorry, Kamish.
I didn't get it.
We'll figure it out. I'll go back and look at what the odds were, and we'll calculate it. We'll figure it out.
So that was the push. It just acts like the bet was never made.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Did both of your bets hit on your two-teamer?
Yeah, but yours pushed that 23-2. It was the Colts won 23-20, and you.
Yeah, so that was a push. So basically no bet. Yeah.
Okay.
Tim, heavy on the receipts over there tonight. How many you got lined up?
I have more receipts than I actually have evidence. I only have two empty bottles right now, but I have seven receipts over here from previous nights.
Okay. Well, since I'm just hopping on before we dive into the nitty gritty of this week's bacon takes, I want to say congratulations to Jeff on his win. First time champion of the Prime Papua New Guinea Prime League. So congrats, Jeff. What a good season it's been. I do agree with Jeff that me not even being in the league, the podcast has certainly sparked a lot of interest. I'm sure it was made it much more entertaining for everybody involved. Congrats to Jeff on a big season, a big win, a big comeback rally later part of the season. Congrats to Zach, first season in the league, coming in second place against some really stiff competition. So yeah, congrats to those guys. Who took third place? Was it Mike Wilgruber?
Yep.
Congrats to Mike Wilgruber. So, yeah, I just wanted to give them a shout-out real quick before we dive into this.
My prop bet coming up this week, I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm not going to pick a player. I'm going to take the Steelers' first drive resulting in a touchdown. They're going up against the Ravens. The Ravens already have the number one seed locked up, so I think that they're going to take the foot off the gas a little bit. Maybe not the players on the field, but the players who are actually getting on the field this week. They're going to rest some players, so we're going to see some backups in. And the Steelers, they need to win, and I think that they're going to want to make a statement on their first drive. They're going to go right down, and I think they're going to punch a touchdown in.
I like that. So what you're saying is, Tim, that the Ravens has clinched the playoff spot. They're gonna be protecting their key players.
Yep.
So we shouldn't expect to see all their starters in. So the Steelers have a better chance of definitely scoring a touchdown on that first drive.
Yeah. Now I know he's not on defense, but they've got the number one seed locked up, so they cannot do any better. They cannot do any worse. So their bench, Lamar's not playing. Key players won't be in. So I think that the Steelers, they have a lot more to lose by losing this game. So I feel like they're going to come out spirited, ready to go. And I think that first drive, they're going to try to establish dominance and score a touchdown. I think that's my prop bet of the week.
I like that. I like it a lot. Jason obviously is not with us tonight. You guys have his over under though. So can we, what is his over under for the week?
He is taking the under 47.5 in the Houston Indianapolis game, and it's at Indianapolis.
Okay. Under 47.5 in the Houston Indianapolis game. Okay. Awesome. So, my flaked, baked and rake lock of the week is also going to be that Houston game. Colts giving up 1.5 as it currently sits, I believe. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Texans. I think for my flake, baked, and rake lock of the week, I'm going to take the Texans to beat the Colts. And the Colts are laying 1.5. So I think CJ Stroud is the better quarterback. I know the Colts have been, they've been consistent this year, but I feel like CJ Stroud is back. I feel like the Texans have the momentum. I feel like they want to clinch. They're trying to clinch a playoff spot, if I'm correct. I believe so. I don't think it's locked up yet. So I think that they got the momentum, and I think they have the motivation to come out. And I think it's going to be a close game. I like Jason's under because I think that it's going to stick. I think the total score is going to stick around 40. But I do look for the Texans to beat the Colts. And if not, I definitely don't see them losing by more than 1.5. So I'm taking the Texans getting 1.5 over the Colts for my flake, baked, and rake lock of the week.
All right, Kamish, tell me when to stop.
Stop.
I'm right between two games. Do it again.
Stop.
All right, Sunday night, the Miami Dolphins welcome the Buffalo Bills. Miami is getting 3 points, that over-under at 49.5.
I'm going to go under in the Bills.
Buffalo -3, under 49.5.
Mark it down, and I will put the bet in right after I get off the podcast.
9.5. All right, real quick before we move on, Biggs is in the room with us. He's been patiently waiting to join up with us. What's going on, dude? By the way, before we get into what's going on, I want to say that Biggs and I did not talk before. He had the Tupac hoodie on. We used Tupac as our open today.
What was the song?
Oh, man, I can't remember now. Can't see me. Can't see me by Tupac.
My bad, man. Give me a minute to get to that unmute button. No, it was the Can't See Me from Pac. Yep, you're right, Tim.
Yep. How's it going, man?
Oh, I'm good, boss. I'm just about to be heading into work, man, on this Wednesday night.
There you go.
But I thought, hey, it was a great show, though, man. You know, congratulations to Gratz Miller winning the championship. You know, defied all odds, got hot at the right time in the playoffs. I think I recall several episodes back saying that. I was like, I'm not really quite sure. I had my little playoff prediction and everything, but I was like, this is just going off the best teams because I think I had Will Gruber and O'Halic as the championship. I was just going off of best records. And I was like, somebody could come and pull an upset. As long as they get in the playoff field, I mean, it's pretty much anybody's game.
Yep.
And I think the NFL is going to be like that this year, too. If you're looking at what these teams are doing right at this current point in time, I mean, the AFC has been – I mean, you still got, like, what, 8-7 – or, what, 8-8 teams, 9-7 teams right now, all fighting for a playoff spot. Pittsburgh's fighting for a playoff spot. I think they, you know, as long – well, somebody's definitely going to lose the Houston-Indianapolis game.
or tie, and that could make things real weird for Pittsburgh.
But I think if Pittsburgh wins and one of those teams happens to lose, like you said, unless there's a tie, but which most likely somebody's probably going to take an L in that game. Like, wouldn't that put Pittsburgh in?
There's a real weird scenario where if Pittsburgh loses and Buffalo wins, that Jacksonville has to lose and Houston and Indianapolis cannot tie, and Pittsburgh would still make it in. If one team won, then Pittsburgh. That's what I mean. Like, there's a weird scenario where if there's a tie, it gets real hairy. So,
NFC is fucking grisly, man. And the NFC looks a little more. I mean, you got your teams like in position there, and the teams that look like the real dominant ones, Philly, you know, San Fran, Detroit, Dallas. But I mean, that's not taking anything away from like Tampa Bay and those squads. I mean, somebody could pop up and do their thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you got to get going here soon, but real quick, want to talk about Dallas. Last 3 weeks, they're 1-2. They finally got a win last week, a big controversial win over Detroit, 20-19. How do you feel about the Cowboys as we're heading into the final week? Washington this weekend.
I think maybe we should just, like, I don't know exactly what Dallas is planning on doing. I still got to look up the report. But in my honest opinion, what I feel like they should do overall with the course of the game is, don't we play the starters first half, you know? And then when you go into the locker room, as long as it's not like a real close, real tight game, I say you still take a lot of the guys out because you don't want to get people hurt, man. I want to see Dak healthy for playoffs, CeeDee Lamb. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to see nobody banged up right when we're about to gain momentum and we're off of that two-game losing streak and we might be able to get hot at the right time and then someone else goes down. That would just be disheartening. So
they got definitely a chance. Lift
the guy snaps, you know. Yeah. But I think in terms of the overall, like if you want a final score, I could say Dallas, I think, could still get out of there like 24-6, something like that.
Well, they've clinched a playoff spot. They can, I think they can clinch the division with a win, and they can lock up the number two seed with a win as well. So,
yeah,
still a lot of line for that.
Now, we did take the division back over just this past week, though. But like you said, that'll guarantee and clinch it because if we happen to lose and Philly happens to win, I think it would put Philly back in that spot. So it's still kind of like a must-win week, you know?
Yep.
And I don't know. I think we could do it. I mean, last meeting against Washington was 45-10, and that was actually when I looked at Washington as like a – I mean, Howell, at least, like Howell in that offense was roaring at that time. That's when Sam Howell was putting up all them fantasy points and whatnot. And we played him on Thanksgiving, and we shut that offense down very, very well. At this point in time, I mean, I'd be highly surprised if they were able to, you know, really come in there, you know, and they really don't got nothing to play for. They're probably better to tank the game so they can get a higher pick in the draft. There's a lot of college football talent right now. I mean, Washington really does need, you know, some, like, youthful talent to bring in there from, you know, the collegiate level, you know, because you can't do it all in free agency. So you're going to have to, you know, draft well and bring in some guys, you know. And a lot of people don't realize, like, some of the youngest teams in the past, like, 10 years, if you look statistically, those are teams winning Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, quarterbacks like Russell Wilson was young when he won it. Ben Roethlisberger was young when he won it. Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
You know, Brady, even if you go back like 23 years ago, like Tom Brady was just right out of Michigan, you know, like he was battling with like Drew Henson and shit at Michigan.
Oh, man.
But hey, guys, Sunday. Is there an episode Sunday?
Sunday afternoon. Not sure exactly what time, but sometime around 1 o'clock we'll be on.
Well, I will join. I will be in and out of that. Like even if I'm at work, man, I'll be in and out of that episode, man. I'll make that shit exclusive, man. I'm not missing that Sunday. So I know it's gonna be one of the last ones, and you know, I'll quick draw McGraw up in that damn gas station anyways. We'll be all right. You know, man, I'll get him in and out there and you know, and I'll chime in whenever I can get my little cigarette break and whatnot. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Thank you, Justin Biggs from Biggs Boys, Little Big Boys, all the bigs, all the time. Also, the voice of the Papua New Guinea Prime League podcast.
That's just a better-sounding skit title. I'm sorry, I had to chuckle there for a second.
Have a good night.
That's what I was talking about with Diddy a couple episodes ago. So.
What's that? Dude,
Diddy's down bad. It's all coming out now. I don't know if you've been following it, but Diddy is going down. He's going down. Man. He's in bad shape.
Oh, God.
He got that new hairline just in time to go to prison because it's coming.
All right, man. Jesus. Thanks for joining us again, and we'll probably talk to you on Sunday for a minute.
Hey, I love you guys, man. God bless, man. Have a good
Later,
night.
B.
Love you, too, you man. Too, God bless. All right, Justin Biggs of Biggs Boys joining us again here on the Prime League podcast. So do we want to talk a little more before we head into segment six?
Yeah. What, how do you guys, let me get just real quick. I know I like to throw you guys a couple zingers since you guys always have your script so perfectly scheduled out for the episode. How you guys feeling about the season thus far? The first season with public exposure, first steps towards like a real solid dynasty. Any reflections from you guys on the league so far? Don't all jump at once.
No, I'm just thinking.
I thought
that you look more and more like Tom Segura every day I see you, my friend. As soon as you start to go gray.
Oh my God!
It's gonna happen. Sorry. Go ahead. What are your thoughts on the season so far? I want some reflection. I want some inside information as an outsider. I want to know how are we feeling. Are we proud? Are we happy? Are we glad it's over? Are we tired? Are we energized? What's the feelings and emotions from you guys?
I think this season flew by faster than any other season that we've done.
Yes.
Even though it is longer. A week longer because the league extending their regular season, but in the podcast made it fun. It I thought added an extra element into the entire league, on and off the keyboard, I guess if you will, with fantasy. Brought a platform for everybody to come on and talk shit on each other, and it's public. Anyone can go listen to it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
It's great, and I mean it. In terms of the league, I think it also made things a little more competitive too, because I think people paid a little more attention this year than they have in past years. Maybe that's a little bit because we're going into dynasty and they need to pay attention longer. But I think a lot of that had to do with this as well.
Yeah, I think those are both valid points. And the trash talk has gone from a couple sentences in the chat on the app to full-blown segments on a public podcast, like Tim was saying. So I do agree with you. It has flown by. I think I jumped in and, you know, started regularly around episode 6 or so. And, God, to think that it's episode 22 tonight is fucking really crazy. It doesn't feel like it's been that long. It doesn't feel like it's been that much work. It's flown by. It's been a blast. So I'll be on Sunday as well. I'm looking forward to that. I'll probably be dry. I'll be on the road at that time, so I'll be able to just jump on bullshit a little bit, see how the games are going. Yeah, so just wanted to get a little bit of feedback from you guys. Sucks that Jason can't be with us tonight. I don't know if you guys have talked about it or not, but poor guy is sick. Yeah. Lots of nasty shit going around, RSV, fucking stomach flu. So everybody stay healthy out there and sanitize your hands and wash your ass. so that's all I had. I just wanted to get a little insider information from you guys.
Yeah, I think this whole thing has been awesome. I mean, I keep track of the listeners that we have while we're doing the live show, and then go back and recap every week, and usually by the time the Thursday morning episode drops, the previous episode is up to close to 25 views to our 25 clicks. So the fact that there's only, what, 12 people in the league and that there's more than 12 listeners every week is pretty cool, I think. So
absolutely.
Where are those listeners coming from? You think that's spouses or what do you, or you think that's repeat probably listens or what do you think that is?
I don't think it's repeat.
I don't know if the repeats count, right?
Yeah, no, because it's, well, okay, it could be a repeat if you've listened on a different device or a different platform. So if you listen on Spotify, then you go, you listen on Apple Podcasts, that's two listens. So that could be some of them. But
Shane, you said, I know you mentioned before that Taylor listens to it. Does she listen to it? Tim, does Kayla listen to it? Are they into it? Or what's the feedback from the spouses? I
mean, Taylor doesn't like it by any means. She's like, she just listens to it probably on like 1.5 times speed just to give me get us a click, I guess. Show support.
Listen, Kayla listens to it. She doesn't listen to it on her phone though. She listens to it every time I make her listen to something. Babe, check this out. Listen to this. Babe, listen to this one.
I'm so tired.
All the time.
What was that?
Oh, that was the beginning of the opening.
Listen to the episode.
Yeah, you have to catch that tomorrow morning.
I got to, you know, I don't know what my involvement will be next season, but some of the funniest things that and I should probably save this for Sunday, but some of the funniest things that I, in my opinion, on the podcast have been like the opening episode skits have been really funny. I don't know if you know about them, Shane, but they're like secretive. And then all of a sudden Jimmy's on there with like a funny anecdote or, you know, somebody else. So I find those particularly hilarious. And another reason I'm sad Jason's not here tonight is the soundboard, dude. I'm like a soundboard addict with the fart noises and the absolute eggs and all that shit. That's my favorite part of it. So I definitely am looking forward to getting that back on track next season and hearing some more of it. Do you guys, last thing before we move on to Trash the Commish, unless you guys have anything else, what do you see any big changes or big, do you have any big ideas for next season about, you know, you might still be in brainstorming process or not even thinking about it yet, but do you foresee anything in the forecast for next season as far as ideas that you guys have to implement or improve upon for the podcast?
For the podcast.
Oh yeah, you threw me off there.
Yeah.
I reserve the league.
The ideas, I mean, they come and go constantly. You're in the group chat with us, so you see how quickly like we'll just toss ideas out there, and they just, you know what I mean. But yeah, there's definitely things that I think that we could do better next year.
100%.
I think that I have ideas for every like segment that we do, whether it is changing up the open. Which once I had the opens done this year, because it was so difficult trying to get them all put together. I didn't want to go back and mess with them. And plus, the way that, I know I'm getting technical, but the way that files save for this program that I have on a Mac computer is way different than it is on a PC, and it threw me off, and I lost a whole bunch of files. They're all untitled in untitled folders, so it threw me off big time. So I've got it down now. I've got a system down. I'm starting to pick it up a little bit more. So a lot more of my more recent work I have saved, and I can go in and dissect things, pull things out, add other elements to it. So that won't be an issue moving forward. So the production, I think, will be a lot better next year. You can count on that. The open this morning, the open for this episode, I thought was pretty good.
I haven't heard it yet, so I don't know if you should spoil it for me or not. If it's really good, don't spoil it.
It's complex, and it all kind of ties together from start to end.
You got to give credit where credit's due. Tim does 95% of all of that shit. The rest of it is just when he comes. The other 5% is just, hey, what do you think of this? And that's just an idea. So he does all of the technical shit behind all of this. And then recently, he's just been surprising us with those opens. So he's not even. I don't know where he's pulling this stuff from, but it's golden and he's been killing it. And I mean, it's wonderful. So I'm not worried about the production part of it at all. we've been talking about a lot of different ideas and stuff, the little things that we want to do. And I'm sure now that we have like a system in place for how we do things, we can iron that out a little bit and make things easier for us to do. So that will give us more time to expand on what we're doing, maybe get a little more creative with, you know, certain segments. And it's going to be better all around, I think, next season. Plus we're not going to be going all the way. We're still haven't set in stone what we're doing in the off season. Maybe once a month and maybe more than that. We don't know yet, but that'll give us some time to, sharpen our knives, if you will, as well.
Awesome. I'll tell you one thing that I would love to see more of is the live show. I think the live show might be my favorite episode. One of the top three, probably. Just, I think the live show, and it sucks that we're also spread out, right? Because if we were all in the same town, I mean, imagine having a little studio with three chairs or what, and the microphones and everything. That would be incredible. But unfortunately, we're pretty spread out. But yeah, overall, it's been fucking incredible. I don't have any trash tonight. I got a sick kid, so I got to hop off. But big props to you guys, Tim, Shane, thank Jason. You. Biggs, the rest of the members, Zach, hilarious tonight. Jeff, always humble in victory and defeat. The rest of the owners and members of the league. And my chances of getting back in are looking pretty slim at this point, but I am offering cash money to anybody that doesn't feel like they can stay in the league next year. So just shout me out, let me know. And yeah, congrats on a great season, and I look forward to calling in Sunday and chatting with you guys some more.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. And thank you as well for all of the contribution that you've done for the episodes and everything.
Tons of contribution.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, not that much. I'm still contesting my betting record, Kamish, but hopefully hopefully for the gamblers in the group, we've provided a little bit of money one way or the other, and yeah, I just appreciate being part of the whole process. So thank you guys, and congrats on a great season, and I look forward to the next one.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Absolutely, man. Have a good one, Humpy. He is one of the voices you hear every week here on this podcast. And we very much appreciate all the contributions you have. So thank you very much. Couldn't get to this point without you. And I'm being sincere about that. I think that you're a huge part of this. So we thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. For not knowing anything about football we played football, obviously. I know a little bit about it, but for not knowing much about the NFL, I feel like, subpar sometimes in my information and stuff, but I do love gambling. I do love watching the handicappers and getting their opinions on stuff, and I'm going to work on it next season, being more informed and being a little bit better, more knowledgeable about those types of things. So thank you guys again. I'm giving you a Midwest goodbye right now, saying goodbye too many times, so I'm actually going to hang up. And love you guys, stay safe, and congrats on a great season.
All right. Thanks, dude.
Brother. Peace.
That's Justin Later. Humphreys of Humphreys Homes. If you're looking to buy, sell, build, or invest, contact Humphreys Homes. Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty. You're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest.
Piece of white trash. It's time to trash the commission.
All right, time to trash the commish, sponsored by Greg's Eggs. Check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And if you would like to call in to trash the commish live here on the Prime League podcast, give us a call at 740-346-5607. That's 740-346-5607. All right, this one is from Stephanie from Tip of the Dykeberg. If the commish were any more gay, and he'd be really fucking gay. Ah, the commish. Did you know that he was in the learning program back in school? The learning program called Fabulous and Gifted.
Oh shit! What a callback.
The commish. Though, yeah, he wasn't Fabulous and Gifted, and rightfully so, because he's about as sharp as a rubber ball. The commish's dick is so small, though, that he could read DVDs with it. And when it gets hard, He can change the SIM card on an iPhone. But seriously, though, if the commish had a boner, if the commish had a boner and he ran into a wall, he'd end up with a broken nose.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Barrage of micro penis jokes.
Oh man, well, unless you have anything, that's it for Trash the Commissions. Jay isn't on today.
No, I did not prepare to trash the commish, me being the commish, so I unfortunately don't have anything. I apologize.
You don't want to trash the league or anything, or
no absolutely not.
How about hype the league? You want to hype the league or anything?
I think we've kind of been doing that all episode.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, well, on that note,
piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
And on that note, we go to the phone line because we do have a caller for Trash the Commish. Prime League Podcast, who are we talking to? Hello? Yeah, you're on the Prime League Podcast. Who are we talking to?
This is Howie Feltabush from Flat Plains, New York, and I wanted to call in to clear the air.
Oh, no. He's back.
Commish, I know I've talked a lot of shit on you this year, but I got to give it to you and the rest of the league and give you your props. You guys, you made my football season and my Thursdays more entertaining, so thank you. You, Tim, Jason, you have all done an incredible job this year. Congrats to Jeff on his championship win and Zach for an incredible first year in the league. But before I go, I'm sick of somebody. And it ain't the commish. It's that fat fuck, big foreheaded, huge gut, acne faced loser, Justin Hump for free. I don't even know why he's on the fucking podcast. The guy's not even part of the league. His forehead is so big. God, it's so fucking big. This guy dreams in IMAX. Whoa! I heard it's a $20 taxi ride from his eyebrows to his hairline. Ugh. He's so fat. So fat. I don't know if you guys have seen him lately. It looks like he's in the fitness protection program. I mean, this guy's so big. From the behind, it looks like two pigs fighting over a milk dud.
Oh my gosh.
And how many baby mamas does that fat retard need? I mean, seriously. And so that's how I feel about that schmuck. But there is one other thing I want to address before I go. I've given you guys enough props for the night. This business with Cindy Lauper and Zach Heron. Let me clear the air and set the record straight. It was 1989. We were in Queens, New York at a seedy motel. And me and Zach were giving Cindy Lauper the Eiffel Tower. next thing I know, the lights are off. And I'm looking around. All of a sudden, I feel a tight pressure in my ass. The lights flip back on. And Zach, three knuckles deep in my sphincter. Oh!
Oh my God.
Ever since that night, every time I hear girls just want to have fun, I get the shit uncontrollably. And I'll forever hold a grudge against Cindy Lauper and Zach Heron until I breathe my last breath. I'm glad the fucking podcast is over, because I'm sick of the podcast, I'm sick of the commit, and I'm sick of Justin Humphrey. So I hope I don't hear you schmuck for another year. I'm out of here. Oh!
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Holy shit.
Wow, Howie Felterbush lives, and he makes his big return on episode 22 of the Prime League podcast. That's great to hear his voice. Great to hear that he's doing good, and he's still pissed at the commish.
He's pissed at everyone again.
He was real sentimental at first, and he thanked all of us and then just trashed everybody again. Oh my goodness. God, anytime he comes on,
send it off.
Anytime he comes on, my head hurts, my sides hurt. God.
My mouth and jaw.
Oh man. Oh, and Big still has us on too. He's at work right now.
Hell yeah, class act. I love it.
Oh man. I just hope true that blue. I just hope not a lot of people were listening. Everyone at Steubenville Speedway, you're listening to the Prime League podcast right now. We're on live at 8:08. Unfortunately, this is the final episode of the Prime League podcast. So if you are listening, we will be returning Sunday. We'll have a live episode. And it's going to be a special episode. So if you're listening, search Live at 808 on Google. You can also pull up Live at 808 on your Alexa device. Just search Live at 808, enable the skill, and say, Alexa, open Live at 808. That's a badass choice, Mavk. That's all I'm going to say. But the Prime League podcast, throughout the NFL season, throughout the regular season, and throughout the Papua New Guinea Prime League season, we are live Wednesday nights right around 8:30 on Live at 8:08. And this episode, as well as all of our regular episodes, drop Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Wherever you download your podcast from, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, just search Prime League Podcast. And there we are right there on your smart device, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Well, Kamish, I kind of dreaded this moment.
I know.
We're here. Oh, but we couldn't have got this far without you listening right now. All the contributors to the Prime League podcast, let's try to name as many as we can. Obviously, we have Biggs, Humphreys of Humphreys Homes, major contributors almost on a weekly basis. All of our guests. Thanks to Zach and Jeff, champion of the Prime League, Papua New Guinea Prime League this year. Zach is the runner-up. Mike's made several appearances. He's trashed several people here on the Prime League podcast. Vince made a couple of appearances as well. Wayne finally made an appearance. We didn't hear from Remy live, but Remy opened up an episode for us a couple of weeks back. I think it was like episode 12 or something like that. So,
yep, same with Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy as well. But Jimmy came on as a guest, I think, at least I know for sure once, maybe twice.
Yep.
Zach, mentioned Zach already. Who else? My goodness, what can I think? Matt made an appearance or two.
All of the people that you're at the station that helped you out with certain, you know, voiceovers and recordings and whatnot.
Yeah, Aaron Bryan, you know him as Max from Rage 96.5. He's the one that you hear on a lot of the opens that we have, in particular this one.
Piece of white trash. It's time to trash the commish.
That's Aaron right there, trash the commish. Thanks to Bryce, Vince. Of course, we can't thank, obviously, he's not here, but Jason enough also.
Yeah.
Major contributor.
Mattress. Mattress came on an episode as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he was on early on. I thought he came on in the draft, but I think that if I remember correctly, I think he couldn't because he was feeding the baby at the time or something like that. And but he did come on. He was on for an episode at least. Now, we've had everybody on except for Remy, unfortunately.
We'll get him next year. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll make him. I tried. I even messaged him whenever you said he wouldn't come on. I even messaged him and was like, come on, man. Come on. Come on. And he just stopped responding. And I said, What if I sent you a script and you just read it as the open? And he's like, all right, let's do it. Let's do it.
We'll meet in the middle. But like you said, for sure, unfortunately, we couldn't have Jay here tonight, but a major part of this thing couldn't do without him, obviously, the third head to this Hydra. So,
the Hydra, my goodness. Well, it's been fun, everybody. And again, want to remind you that we are on the socials, Kamish.
At Prime League Pod on Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter, and X, at Prime League Pod.
And you can download this episode Thursday morning, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. wherever you download your podcast. This is the final regular episode, but we'll be coming to you Sunday. Just stick around. We know we'll be on air around 1 o'clock, but make sure we'll keep you updated as far as an exact time. We probably won't know the exact time until Sunday sometime, just to be honest with how we kind of work with everything. So, but yeah, we'll announce by Sunday morning what time we're going to head on live. And that's the best of show. We'll hear from Howie Felterbush, obviously. Change the game when it comes to Trash the Commish. We have a boatload of awards to hand out. And if you want to nominate an award, also shoot us a text and we'll get that award in there for you. So, well, Commish, it's been a special ride. 22 episodes plus 2 special live episodes that we've done. We're at 24. We'll do 25. 25 episodes since the start of August. Pretty damn impressive. Crazy. Pretty damn impressive. Crazy. We didn't miss a week. We may have missed a day, but we got it in the next day. We didn't miss one week.
Yeah, we had some rough spots there, but we got it done.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us along this crazy ride. The Prime League Podcast, wrapping things up for season one, but we'll talk to you Sunday.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Egg alert. Egg alert.
King of the hill.
Egg alert.
King of the hill. King of the hill.